I'm fed up.
Dude, what is that guy's problem?
Why can't people just?
No one cares.
I'll do me and you do you and go and die.
When will all this change, dude?
The Frustrations Podcast.
Can't believe we are doing this again.
They listen, dude. This audience is like that only.
All right, cool. Let's get started.
At least our audience.
Loyal audience of five.
Yes. Hello, five people.
All right. Hi, guys. Welcome to the Frustrations Podcast with Krita Srinivasan and Rupen Paul.
Hi.
That's me.
Yes.
And thanks so much. I think this is the first podcast they were doing on a video.
Woohoo.
And yeah.
I'm so excited.
I hope we don't fuck this up.
It'll be damn fucked up, for sure.
It sucks.
How can we try something new and then it goes as per plan?
That's what sucks about life, dude. Like, the first thing should be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always like the first thing is always horrible.
Yeah. And I don't believe in this learn from your mistake shit. Like,
yeah.
I think that's why that in gully cricket, they have a trial ball and real ball, right?
Yeah.
I think that's very sweet, like, as a concept. Because you can put trial ball, learn from your mistake.
So we need to sign a petition to have, like, you know, a trial for everything.
For everything. Yes, yeah. It's like your joke.
Everything. Cool.
Awesome.
But yeah, we're here talking about another interesting, frustrating topic.
That's right. Ruben Ball.
Yeah.
Struggling to look for a segue.
Yeah. Krithath always nails it because he finds a really cheesy way to segue into whatever you're talking about. Like, you're talking about religion.
Uh-uh.
And if you're talking about pizza, you'll be like, you know, what else is cheesy?
But I'll tell you one amazing. I'll do the segue for you. Don't worry.
I got this.
But you know what I noticed about the topic that we both decided to do today?
Yeah.
All your points were from a Christian point of view, and all my points were from a Hindu point of view.
Yeah.
Because you've been exposed to so many Christian godmen, and I've been exposed to the same level of Hindu godmen.
Yeah. I think it's universal. It's there across religions. That's why I chose this topic.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they are two different.
See, I ultimately it's the same thing, right? Ultimately, how would you define a godman? Huh?
How do you define a godman? I don't know, man. In my head, it is like saffron wearing. See, there.
Actually, that's also the image that I get. If I had to be fully honest.
Maybe Hindu godmen are just more famous.
No, I think Hindu godmen get called out more than other godmen. But there are other godmen, and it's just that, you know...
Oh, because we're a Hindu-dominant country.
Yeah, you get called out.
Is there a really famous Christian godman?
There are a couple.
No, like, the fame. Like, if you think of Hindus, we think of, like, Baba Ramdev and Ravi Shankar.
But then you have to look at everything, right? You have to look at, like, equal amount of scandal, equal amount of fame, equal amount of corruption, equal amount of... What else? Equal amount of
clout. In India.
In India, there are, yeah.
Oh, so, but you won't name them, no?
you can.
There you go, checkmate.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope, dude, because, you know, it's...
Tightly knit community?
No, the lines are very much blurred between different... Like, I would say, like, any pastor who's a pastor of a mega church is in a way a godman, right?
Ooh.
And that includes, like, so many people.
Oh, that time.
And there are so many people, right?
That's but, so cool.
Yeah, because if you just see... like a Hindu godman like a Baba Ramdev or like anyone else, right? And a Christian pastor who's a pastor of a mega church, it's the same thing. Like, they have a lot of people who are just ardent supporters,
right,
who will believe anything that they say, right?
And they
have a lot of lot of fortune. They have a lot of money.
It's more condensed as a concept for you guys.
Yeah. It's not. It's probably not as widespread. Like, for example, Baba Ramdev owns Patanjali.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A Christian guy who... See, that's what I'm saying. Some godmen really knew what they were doing. Like, they knew right from the get-go that they had aspirations and dreams, and those guys became famous.
Do you think so? You think that happened, like, you know... you think that happened in between... They got into it, right? And then they realized, oh, this is where the money is. Like, you think that happened in between?
Yeah, that's what happened. Because...
And or do you think it happened like before they became godmen?
Like at an early age, they would look at like these really non-famous godmen and be like, I don't want to be like him. I want to be like that guy.
Yeah. Like, okay, they all like, picked their godmen heroes.
Like, I had a bunch of jokes about godmen, which overlap in another comedian, so I dropped them. But in that, I found out that Baba Ramdev spent 10 years in the Himalayas, right? Learning how to like breathe and meditate and moderate his exercise, his breathing and all of that. Jazz,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he did that for 10 years and he found whatever peace or motive or goal he was trying to. Yeah, he was trying to. That's after you die.
Okay. Is it moksha, like nirvana, something that you attain like through a lot of meditation and you just achieve a state of bliss where you're just cool with anything?
No, I don't think so. I'm losing the word, but
okay,
something like that. Okay. So now he'd achieved all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of reached his goal.
Right.
But then he was like, no, now I want to sell toothpaste.
Yeah.
Like, where did something went wrong if you look at it from a godman's community point of view?
That means it wasn't really. See, like, the thing is, no one really wants to sell toothpaste unless you've hit rock bottom. Come on, dude. Like, if you were offered a job in Colgate, you would only do that.
Yeah, if I had
comedy
nothing.
Didn't work, if podcasting didn't work, if your writing didn't work, if nothing in your life went thing, and someone said, like, hey, we're going to pay you some money to sell toothpaste. Like, I'll do it. I've got to support myself.
That is so true, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, but how, after 10 years of penance, he still had to, like, do you think all the other godmen make fun of him? Like, he's not honest to his craft.
Yeah, no, but I think like most godmen have, I think, here's the thing, I think godmen have like a code of respect for each other, where they don't talk ill of each other's fame.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure, like, you know, like that Sadhguru dude who has a lot of cars, right? A lot of bikes, right? I'm pretty sure he's not talking about Baba Ramdev and all the shit that he owns.
Because somebody will pick on you afterwards.
Yeah, because he owns, and I think that's the point. Like, you know, a lot of godmen get picked on, right?
Yeah.
And they say like, hey, you have the money and thing. I think they set themselves up.
Hmm.
Right? Like, if they only were not godmen, and they just said like, we just like the riches, right? No one would be after them. Ambani has like so much of shit.
No, but they got all the,
and he gets away with it.
But they got all those riches through collecting funds and donations. And you know what the funny thing is? A lot of these assets that these godmen show as their own are all shown as donations.
Yeah.
So they're like, hey, I didn't buy this car. A disciple of mine gave it to me.
And it's all tax-free.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the most fucked up part. Like, you know, even like Christian pastors, right? Like, there was a guy called Creflo Dollar. Ha, named a name.
Haha, named a name.
Yeah. There's a guy called Creflo Dollar. Okay. John Oliver. He's alive.
Oh, he's alive.
Right? But John Oliver
did
a piece about televangelists.
Right.
Television.
Yeah.
You remember that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I remember that.
And he picked up his name, right? And he said, you think I'm after the money? But come on, dude, his name, there's dollar in his name. Right, firstly. At least change your name. Like, probably Creflo Cent. Yeah. And he got picked on, he claimed that he got picked on, everyone's after me because I had a wealth and God gave me this wealth and it's just a blessing.
Oh,
and I don't believe
any
of that for the simple fact that if you're a preacher or if you're a godman, why do you need a private plane, right?
Mm.
Like, for example, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he needs a private plane, dude.
Yeah, because he has to get to places on time. He has
If he flies in economy,
he'll get more.
There will be girls who will be like, hey, can you sign my chest, right? No one's going to ask any godman.
Maybe godmen are going to get mobbed too.
That's a great, you're supposed to get mobbed because like your whole claim as a godman is like, I'm more well connected to God, right? So if you get mobbed, that means people are also wanting to get connected to God.
Yeah.
So how do you say like, hey, not today, I need to go to my hotel.
My 5-star hotel and my Bentley that's going to like stop in front of my private That is true, man. But they made it.
They did make it.
They all made it.
Yeah, see, here's the problem. Look, like, all the criticism that I have for godmen, for like pastors or mega churches, y'all guys.
Yeah, thanks, man. My saffron dudes.
Your saffron dudes.
My saffron army.
Right? It's the same, like, this is the same criticism I have for like comedians, like, you know, who are inauthentically using the craft to like make money. You know what
I mean? Yes, I know what I mean.
Yeah, the same thing.
No naming names now.
It's the same thing. You just know how to like, you know, please like your crowd.
Right.
Right. And you know how to use them to get what you want.
Yeah. And then the crowd is so stupid. They're like, hey, give it.
Yeah. This guy actually cares for us. It's the same thing where people run after celebrities.
Yeah.
Right? They're like, no, this celebrity is not just a famous person who looks really good, who's doing it for the money. He cares about us. Because every time during the birthday, like he comes out to his balcony and he waves.
That is so apparently one person.
Yeah. And he is just like a microcosm, like just one person for like, you know, representing a lot of other people.
Ah.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
He's like an example.
He's an example. He's a great example.
Yeah, man. But I think our comics and Godman both only become famous for the same reason, when they get into a scandal. Otherwise, oh, nobody's shit. Really famous.
Yeah, oh shit. Especially think of all the comedians whom we got to know just because of a scandal.
Yeah.
And then think about the Godmen whom we got to know because of a scandal.
Yeah. Oh, that's and they're all so really cool. successful now.
Yeah, and they're doing well. Because the problem is, and I think a scandal is a very polarizing thing that happens, right? Like, you either get a lot of devout followers,
yeah,
right? Or you just, basically that's it. You know just win-win.
You know what's really funny? That when if a Godman ever gets called out for something that is not socially acceptable,
yeah,
the only people who get bullied in the process are the followers.
Yeah, why are you following him? Oh, yeah, shit.
The Godman gets clean shit, like, from society. That's because true. They're like, see, the people who follow him will just be like, ah, man, why did you have to do this? Or they're in disbelief.
Yeah.
The people who didn't follow them are like, oh, who's this guy? Wow, I can't believe it did this. But the guys who follow this God person.
Yeah.
Oh, how they get bullied. Like, yeah. Especially, I remember when the whole Nityananda scam came out.
Yeah.
Every person I knew follows Nityananda. I was like, oh, really?
Dude, don't you think that guy can be a great comedian?
Oh, yeah. That guy has potential.
He has so much.
I think he's more comedian than Godman.
I think so too. And plus, he has that stage persona that you know, say, like, I want to get a laugh. I want to get an applause break. I want to get an applause.
I won't quit till I get it.
Yeah, he persists, dude. He knows how to pull a really difficult set.
He's a great comedian. He has such good timing also.
Yeah.
He has that very sing-songy rhythmy.
And he knows exactly. He knows the concept of punch words.
Yeah.
Yeah, the most interesting thing comes towards the end. And he knows how to like pace his lines.
Who would have thought?
Yeah.
That Nityananda would be the best comic we can think of tonight.
Yeah.
Man. But like, yeah, there's other similarities also between comics and Godman. Now both are chasing YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah.
They all have social media presence.
Yeah.
My mom follows Sadhguru or some, I don't remember.
That guy's killed it because of social media.
Yeah.
Like, he evidently became like, just like how we have respect for comedians who became famous before social media, I have a special set of respect for people who became really famous, a special set of respect for Godman who became famous before social media.
Yeah. That means they really had to work
they
hard.
They really were good. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But how do Godman, so I have a question. Mm. So how do God, I'll tell like from my religion, but like how do Godmen become famous? Like how do they tip over and just go from being like a guy who's meditated a lot to a person who now commands like a huge audience?
That life-changing audience base.
Yeah. What is that? Is that like one viral video that goes up, right? Or is there a tweet that everyone's
like,
yeah.
No, I think it's word of mouth marketing.
Hmm.
Like it tries to help one family.
Yeah.
And then in India, we believe word of mouth and we believe our relatives and neighbors. Like if somebody says that eating ginger is going to cure corona, everybody is going to listen to it. And the same way they find the flock grows.
Like but you have like... you know, like someone who's sick and they go to a particular Godman, the Godman does something, says something.
No, in Hinduism, it's called Ayurveda. Ayurveda. Whole business about selling herbs.
That's the OG healing service. Yeah. But you don't have, so how, it has to be something, right? Like, you know, I went to this Baba and he told me that this is going to happen. And then it happened. And because he advised me to go down this path and I followed that path,
right,
that my life changed. Does that happen?
No.
So how
isn't that an astrologer?
Right, but or someone who gives you like advice because he's like connected to the divine.
No, but that happens to people who are like staunch followers.
So why aren't astrologers Godmen?
Mm-hmm. They should be, no?
Yeah, they have. They predict the future.
That's right.
Like they're connected to the divine powers, celestial bodies, and all that. They'll tell the Venus. That asteroid. Thanks to that asteroid, I now know that you'll get married on the 4th of August.
Oh, those guys didn't work hard enough.
Okay.
They quit. They were like, I don't want to play the commercial game, dude. Like, I'm in this for the art.
They're in it for the art. Yeah, correct.
They're like those hipsters. They're the hipsters who did not capitalize on their...
Yeah, but it's so weird, you know, like there's so many similarities between every religion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, astrology is predicting the future, right? If you just boil it down to like, forget all the sutras or whatever. I don't know what it is called.
Okay. Close like, enough.
What is it called?
I don't know. Some Sanskrit
yeah,
word.
You go through some texts and you some consult like a few calendars and then you get to know what is what, right?
Right.
Astrology is then Islam.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's
astrology
is
then Christianity. It's just called prophecy.
Oh,
did I tell you the one time like someone prophesied over me? Fuck, I didn't write this point down. So this, have you been to an astrologer?
No, my mom has for me.
Right, and what did the astrologer say?
This, he said that by the time I'm 30, I'm going to be on television. So guys.
Oh, so you still have 2 more years?
Yeah, still have 2 more years to be on television.
But that's kind of a shitty break, because the thing is, now if you're on TV, no one's going to give
Nobody's
a shit.
Nobody's watching TV anymore, dude.
But what if you meant it, like, you know, on a smart TV, like on Netflix, and then you're there?
That's possible.
Yeah.
That's what the astrologer will tell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When you consult him, like, hey, this didn't come to pass. No, I meant like a smart TV. It could be on YouTube.
Correct. YouTube. Correct. Just put it on smart TV.
He's cast a screen. So that was it? There was nothing bad?
No. There was something about, I will have one major life-changing event, and after that I'll become...
That happens to everybody. Yeah, too.
And that happens to everyone. So that's like generic. That's like how...
And afterwards you'd become what?
Like I'll start taking my life seriously.
That's going to happen.
That happens that in everybody's life.
And you're going to, I can also say it, like, you could also have a really fuck all experience, and that will make you happier later.
Once in your life, you'll get food poisoning.
Yeah.
Shit like that. Yeah. Like, even those newspaper astrologers are talking about the same stuff, if you think about it.
Yeah.
It's very generic. General. Yeah.
It's very general. Yeah. But I think, like, see, the one time, like, someone, like, tried to read me without him actually knowing me. So this is how a Christian prophecy happens, okay? Like, so first they pray, right? And then, like, this was happening in a family. Like, I was in my cousin's place. So, like, her family was all around. And my uncle, aunt. And I was just there. They didn't even know me. And they said, you come in the center, right? And they're from Africa. I should tell you this.
Who, your family?
Not my family.
Okay. That just made the podcast so much more interesting.
The prophets.
Okay.
Right? They were from Africa, so they came with the African accent. It's like, hey, come and stand in the front. Yeah. Okay. So I came, I was like 16 years, dude.
Right.
I was already intimidated, okay? And then they said, like, so now they started telling, like, things. They said, now we will tell you what is on your mind and what do you think of and what's there in your heart. I was like, oh, shit.
Too much shit's going to come out in public.
Oh, God. This is going to be awful, right? And then they...
At that point, did you pause and just start thinking shitty things about him?
So he
would say that out loud?
At that point, like, my thing was, like, if I start thinking other thoughts, maybe they'll just read it. So all I had to do is, like, you know, think of studies and think of, like, my parents. Right? And then they said, like, you, I said, yeah, have too many questions about your future. I said, yeah, correct, too many. I just wanted them to go along with that path. I'm not able to stop thinking of it only. And they said, you have too many questions. Will I ever make it? I said, like, yeah, that is absolutely true.
That is again some generic shit.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, but we went from godmen to astrologers.
No, they're astrologers are godmen who didn't make it.
Correct. They're hipster godmen.
Yeah, but I think even, like, all godmen, they have, like, one event, right? Like, you know, maybe there was one defining moment that got them a following. It's like, you should go check out that person.
Correct. But how do you find that? It's just, I guess it happens to you. Like you said, one viral video.
Yeah, one viral video. Or it probably is word of mouth marketing as well, right?
It's mostly word of mouth.
Because if you see...
How else will you follow? Like, you also
like if a godman didn't have an ashram, he wouldn't make it.
Hmm. Oh yeah, where will you go to meet that person?
Also, an ashram is like a holiday that you're going to take.
Hmm.
So everyone's waiting, like, when can I go to the hills and just do nothing in that ashram? And then there's that guy who's basically the caretaker of the ashram, and he's just giving that discourse, right? He's like, hey, and it's all the basic stuff, dude. Like, in life, choose peace, not war. Not war.
Like, there you go. I could have done this. I was so close to doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we should start wrapping up just like the godmen do.
Yeah.
That is an interesting point you brought up about how they all look the same.
Yeah, they all look the same. Everyone's got to have like I think it's a brand image, dude. At this point, right?
Yeah, because you can't have you have a hipster godman. Like this, what's his name? Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh Insan.
Insan.
Yeah. Apparently,
we just looked it up on this Wikipedia page. His name is Insan.
Dude, it is. So, you know, he's called that because he is a secular godman. So, he has all of them. So, like, Gurmeet is a Punjabi thing. Ram.
Right.
Rahim.
Right.
Singh is... Oh, wait. That's again Punjabi.
So, he's and more Punjabi.
And then he says Insan. Because I'm just human.
Yeah.
So, this dude has got it on point. Also. Yeah. He's also another godman who took the different route. Yeah. Like he has motorbikes and shit.
I think that's all Godman.
And he wears wristbands.
Can you name a Godman?
And he has a movie about himself where he plays himself.
But it's a movie that came out in theaters.
Yes.
Wow.
That's how he promoted himself. He made a movie about himself.
Wow.
There you go. That's his one.
I think that's a great way to summarize all Godman, right? Like there was a Godman who made a movie to promote himself.
Yeah.
So it's not a Godman.
Dude, but after some point, you do also realize that most Godmen have a flock so big that there's one guy in that who's like, dude, you know what? I work in digital. I'll make Guruji famous.
Yeah.
I work in the press, so I'm going to put like a free ad of this dude.
Yeah. There's a social media expert.
Yeah.
Like here's how you know, and this happens to, I think, like everyone, right? Like any Godman. Here's how you know that like that entire cult is a scam. Huh. Because they have a social media team.
Oh yeah, to gain more followers. Yeah. And gain more followers,
like I think
you
any
know
religion
what I mean? Like followers,
yeah. Yeah, I think any, and this is true with all religions, right? Mm-hmm. And sadly like most religious organizations, they have a social media team.
Yeah,
which they put like sponsored posts.
But I'm open to creating content for them.
Why would you create content for them? I would,
dude,
never.
It'll be so good. There'll be so much room to
but you're doing it just as a comedian, because like, you know.
No, but I won't be funny at all. Like, I'll take my job really seriously. Yeah. And make content, because all the content is pre-made. Because think about it, they already talk about pre-existing scripts and they just have to rebrand it.
Yeah.
Like, I can do a whole month social media campaign about like 10 things you didn't know about the Bhagavad Gita. Yeah. Here are four lines from the Bhagavad Gita that make you go, ooh la la. Just,
yeah.
I'll do stuff like that. I think that's what even they're doing. They're catering to the newer audience. I'm modernizing the...
The weirdest thing about Godman is, right? Like,
let's end on a sad note, yes.
Saddest thing about Godman is, like, after all, like, they're supposed to be the connecting point between God and, like, people and all that, right? Yeah. And first of all, I don't believe that God likes you more than...
Yeah.
Humsab.
That's all. Also, because now you become so successful, I think God will be like, I think he can manage himself.
Yeah.
If the mighty superior power exists,
yeah,
that person is going to be like, hey, you have everything.
Yeah, I think they should just come out and say it. It'd be like, this: the true God that I'm worshipping is not any of these people that are on the walls. Yeah. It's just money,
is this...
a Harley, and a lot of toothpaste.
That's right, Rokda.
Yes.
Ah, good fun, Rupen. I can't believe we decided to take this topic to do our first video podcast.
Yeah.
Very nice. We might not upload it, guys.
We might not upload it.
We might not. Or we might. I don't know. You have to come back next week to find out.
Yeah. Or cool. To be on audio at least. But thanks, guys, for listening. And as always, do check our other episodes. And follow Kritat and Comic Curry. And follow me at Paul Rupin. And we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Cheese.
This is horrible.